Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. They changed their mind when they saw a miraculous demonstration and said, the Lord, He is God. Because they had been watching the prophets of Baal build an altar, cut up the sacrifice, cut themselves with knives, bled everywhere. It was a horrible scene. And there was never fire. They didn't get fire. And then Elijah said, all right, let me take an old altar and rebuild it. You all don't recognize this altar because you haven't had an altar in a while. And then you read what happened. And the Lord answered that prayer. And fire came down and consumed the sacrifice and burned up the rocks, the stones that made up the altar, and lapped up the water. God demonstrated and said, yes, you're right. I am God. And I want to talk about the God you could have had. The God you could have had. Lord, I'm asking today your favor and your blessings upon us today as we go into your word. And Lord, I pray that you bless it, God, today to our minds and to our hearts to change us, because your word has a changing influence anytime we're around it and under it. And I pray indeed, Lord, change us and challenge us by the word. And everyone said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. The God you could have had. And it was truly in this story great to see a demonstration. But that God that demonstrated, He was there the whole time available to do that. He could have been the God that was answering prayers. He could have been the God that they touched when they worshiped Him. But their worship has shifted because of a wicked queen, Jezebel, who influenced her husband to worship false gods. And by doing that, they got caught up in the worship of Baal, a no-nothing God, but they believed He was, and so therefore they gave all the credit to Him. That's why God hates idol worship. It's because the credit goes to something that isn't real, and people give it all of their attention and all of their affections. When they saw what happened to the altar that Elijah built, then they believed. And I don't believe he had a line of people behind him saying, before you strike the match, you know, we know that you're real. Because he didn't have a box of matches. He didn't have anything but faith in God. And they were about to see that faith in God is what it takes. But the land they lived on was given by that same God who demonstrated. They forgot what got them there. They didn't read their history books. They hadn't been to Sunday school in years. And they had gotten cold in their heart. And so it was much easier to worship a God that was convenient, that was just made up by man, that would let them do anything they wanted to do. And really, that right there is why people worship idols. Because there's no restrictions. You can do whatever is in your heart to do, and you're not going to get a ticket for it. And that's why people like to worship idols. It's going after things of their own belief and of their own heart. If they would obey Him, if they would acknowledge Him and worship Him, He would have continued blessing them. But sadly, the evil Queen Jezebel had allowed and promoted the worship of Baal, a false god, and that angered the Almighty God. And so He said, Elijah, here's what we're going to do. We're going to turn the water off. And the water was turned off. I'm talking about the rain from heaven was shut up for 3.5 years. And God did that to get their attention. And when the animals began to die and all the crops had died, and now the people were going places trying to find water. It didn't matter if it was muddy water or stinking water. They were just trying to find water. It got their attention. And when the king was trying to find water and sending helpers out to find any water they could find, somebody's holding out and somebody needs to cough up the water. And that's when Elijah met the servant of the king. And he said, you go tell Ahab, I want to meet him up on that mountain and we're going to have a showdown. If I leave and go tell him, you're going to disappear. No, I'm going to meet him. God's about to turn the water back on. Ahab had no idea the price he was going to have to pay to get the water turned back on. Luke 11 and 27 and 8, it happened as he spake these words. Jesus had spoke some great words. And as he spake these words, a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said, blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which nursed you. And he said, more than that. Now, I thought that was great to reply that way. I wouldn't have replied that way. I'm sorry, if somebody asked that, I just said, that's just weird. Just strange. But that's why we're not Jesus. And he was a man about the crowd. And so apparently in that day and age, what she said was okay. But what she was doing is saying, oh, blessed be you and your mother. Oh, your mother, your mother. He said, no, more than that. That might be right. But more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Now that's real right there. He said, you want to step above my mother that gave birth to me miraculously? You think you can get better than that? It's the ones that hear my word and they do what they hear. And when they do it, I respond to them. That's what's blessed in my book. You see what he did? The adoration of his mother? He said, no, I'll tell you who's above her. Obey my word. Just obey my word and you've been lifted higher than that. The power of the word is realized when it's blessed and when it's given. Thank God for his word, but more thanks to God that he responds to his word. When we obey it, he blesses us. I like that right there. Folks, let me tell you, if I didn't get a response, if God didn't bless me when I believed on his word, I don't know if I could do all of this. But I obey God and I serve God because his word is true and right. I'm sorry, that just gets me coming back again and again. I've had too many proofs that my God is real and that he hears every word I say and responds with blessings, amen, because I've got the God that my friends could have had. I've got the God that some of my best buddies I grew up with walked away from. If only they would have waited until he blessed their life, they would have understood they could have had the God that I got. Because I found a secret, amen, at a young age that my God answers prayers. And when I found it, it was like the treasure in a field. And I sold out and I bought the field. Oh, thank God, because everything in my life, it comes from what God does in his way of blessing me and my family. First, I saw him bless my family. I saw him bless my dad. I remember my dad getting laid off and going through changeover at the plant, and we never missed a meal. We always got by. I saw doors open, and it was just happened just in time. And I thought, Mom and Dad don't even seem worried. I'm worried they're not. So I just started kind of standing like they stood and just stand still whenever things go down, because God will support you. Amen. They had a God in their life, and I thought, I think I want him in my life. Listen, being raised in the church doesn't mean it's rubber stamped. It don't mean you got it made. You're raised in the church. You still got to get a relationship with that same God. That same God is who you've got to embrace, and he has to become your God. Not daddy's God, not mama's, not grandpa's God. He's got to be your God. He's the God you can have right now. He answers prayers today. Thank God for that. It multiplied. Think about this. The power of the word is realized when it's blessed and when it's given. He said more than that. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Something happens when you keep it. When you don't let it go. When you don't let that seed fall by the wayside. You don't let it fall among thorns. You don't let that word of God fall on shallow places where the rocks are. But you have good ground. That means your mind is right. Your heart is right. And when the word of God comes into your heart, you embrace it and say, I'm going to find a way to make it work. I'm going to make room in my life. I'm going to quit doing some of the things that conflict with what the word of God is wanting me to do. And I'm going to cherish it. And I'm going to hold on to it. And I'm going to apply it. And I'm going to invest it. And it's going to return back to me and bring something good into my life, because the word of God is powerful. Oh, it is God within you. It is powerful today. Thank God for the power of his word. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Like the two times Jesus fed thousands, he took the bread and he broke it. He blessed it. Then he gave it to the disciples, and they gave it to the multitude. But he blessed it, and he gave it. And they took it at its value and said, here is bread that multiplies. And as they begin to pass that bread out, 5,000 men one time, 5,000 men and their families the next time. Oh my, the thousands and thousands that were there, we don't know how many thousands it was. It just said, as just the men that were there, it was 9,000 on both occasions. How many do you think? What did it come down to? No one was there saying, let it happen, let it happen. No, God was just robed in flesh saying, I'm going to show you what happens. When it's blessed, when it's broken, when it's given, it just multiplies. Because God can do those kind of things. See, that's the God I want all the time in my life. I want a God that will make everything I do blessed. In whichever way that it is needed. Remember, this picnic Sunday. Short sermon. It has to do with bread. I realize that. Picnic Sunday. More than that. Jesus said, more than that. You realize what he was saying to her? Blessed is the one that fed you. He goes, more than that. He said, lady, let me tell you something. Above your example, and appreciate the kind words, but above that, blessed are those who hear the word of God. No, you don't win yet. Hear the word of God, and then they keep it. They keep it. Oh, keep the word. How do you remember all of these things in the word? You can't. That's why you got to go back to it again and again and again and again. There's promises in there. It's loaded with promises. It's loaded with benefits. You got to get back into the word. You got to sit in this place and hear the word of God. Not filtered, not watered down, not broken apart so you can just have crumbs. No, you need all of the word of God. Every bit of it. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. And I'm trusting in the Lord divine. Hallelujah. Every promise in the book is mine. I don't want to let one of them go because I may need one at some point. I've got them saved up in my mind. I'm going to go back and I'm going to get the ones I need because every bit of it's good. Thank God for the power of his word. Matthew 4 and 3, Jesus was being tempted by the devil in the wilderness. It says, now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, you know, don't you hate questions like that? If you think you're all that, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones be bread. The devil wasn't needing bread. He wanted this man to do what he told him to do. He wanted to control this one that was scaring him to death. Yeah, the devil can be scared to death. God can do anything. But he answered and said, it is written. That scary words right there. Because what he was saying is not someone with an etch-a-sketch, you know, started trying to write some things, or somebody with a notepad, or somebody with a phone, and they're typing, texting. No, he goes, it is written. What he was meaning is the Almighty God. It's already been done. Yeah. You know, your goose is cooked. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. He's taking the word, and he's defeating the enemy with the word. Seriously? Yeah. See, God made this fair. You're under temptation. You feel like you're being attacked by the enemy. All you got to do is quote the word. Amen. Let me explain. All right, there's a conditions here. You step into a boiling cauldron of sin and take a bath in sin. You need to get out of the sin first before you start speaking words to the enemy. All right, we need to untangle yourself from the things that's got you bound first before you start getting all spiritual. That's what the word repentance means. Just turn away from the things like that. I just want to throw that out there so we understand. We cannot stand and live a life of sin and turn on and quote scriptures and think we're going to be powerful. All right, I know that we don't all qualify. I hope we don't qualify for that, but just want to throw that out there. He said, but you can't live by bread, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. He could have said, you can't live by bread alone, but by specific words that you like that came from the mouth of God. By the promises that you like better than the others, that's really what's going to get you going. No. Every word. If you're going to believe one, you got to believe the whole package. And the whole package is a great deal, trust me. Every word. Jesus wasn't talking about just resisting temptation. He was speaking way over the head of that tempter and saying to his people, not to the devil, doesn't matter. The power of the word defeats him every time. But he was saying, listen, don't just pursue natural things, but desire the word above everything else. Don't just try to get involved in the natural things that please the flesh, but get a hold of the word of God. That is going to give you real life, and that'll give you power to stand when you don't feel like standing. That is your sword. And that is your strength. Point three, and this is my last point. The fire of the Lord fell. I'm going back to my original text. Remember? Elijah on Mount Carmel. He prayed, built the altar, put the animal on it, cut him up, poured four barrels of water on it. He said, now pour four more barrels of water on it. Go ahead and pour four more barrels. Just keep pouring water on it. Remember, water was scarce. So this could have been the last water they had. But let's pour all the water on it. Because he truly believed God was going to do what he said he would do. They dug a trench around it so that that water could fill up that trench. So they could see everything on the sacrifice is bloody and it's soaked with water. The stones are soaked with water. It ran down in the stones and now the trench is full of water and overflowing and seeping into the sand. Then he said, all right, God, you show these people who's boss. And he prayed a prayer, and God answered by fire, and the fire of God consumed not just the sacrifice. It consumed the water. It consumed the rocks, and there was nothing there but just a burnt place in the sand. And God demonstrated and just showed them, I'm the one. And there are the bleeding prophets of Baal, wounds, feelings hurt, hopes dashed. And to top it off, Elijah said, now let's destroy all those false prophets. Every one of them, let's destroy them because they're the problem. They're keeping you people from seeing what you need to see. We really, this is just another point here. It may not be for anybody. But we've got to find what is leaking power in our life. We've got to find out where we're losing power in our life. And we need to put them all together, all those things, and just destroy it. Because we need power. Find out what it is that compromises your strength with God. All right? We don't need a demonstration like that here because we've got God and we're not worshiping Baal. But the fire falls here, but it's good fire. It's good for our souls. I love to hear it, feel what we do when we worship here. The fire there was to show the people who had turned away from God that He was the all-powerful God. And it did. It convinced them, but it's sad that it didn't have to happen that way. Because people lost their souls in that meantime business. It was the works of an angry God whose power was proving their error. I don't want to end up as God's example of what not to do. I don't want my face on God's post office board saying wanted dead or alive. I don't want to be that person there. No. I must continue and you must continue to be blessed, to be empowered, to be supplied, to be fed by His Word every single day. I don't want to look back on any service here and say, I wish I had done more. I wish I had prayed longer. I wish I had told God this or that. I wish I'd waited. I want to do everything I can when I can at the right time. See, the fire is here and His healing is here. His mercy is here. His comfort is here. And He is today the God that you can trust forever because He is in this place right now and He's here to help you and He's here to touch you. Can you stand and give God a hand clap of praise? Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy and your blessings, God. We glorify you and give you all the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. I sat talking with a friend one day and we had been to youth camp. This was back when I was about 17. And we had been to camp. And boy, he was fired up. We were fasting, you know. And I remember going to the lake. You know, really, you don't have a lot of sense when you're a kid. You mix fasting with the lake. And that's horrible. I'm out there thinking, why in the world? Last time I came here, I got one of those Sonic 2-gallon size drinks. Here I'm at the lake and fasting, horrible. But anyway, you know, trying to be spiritual. I wasn't too much, I was hungry. And he's talking about how awesome it is living for God. And I'm going to say it was about July the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, I don't know, it's somewhere, I'm thinking either in the early stages of July into June. And he was so fired up. And sadly, I remember that scene of us being there. In my mind, I'm thinking, this might be the launching pad, you know. And he and I, as friends, I was thinking, you know, there's no telling what we can do for God. Sadly, when school started, the end of August, 1st of September, he had already tripped, stumbled, and he wasn't going to church. From 1st of July, July, August, 2 months, he went from fire to ice. It wasn't just the fact that I was afraid for his soul. It was also a friend. And it caused me to look at myself and say, self, you better be careful. If it happened to him, it could happen to you. It was another one of those times that made me realize, God, I've got to have a personal relationship with you. I've got to have you with me at all times. See, that's what he wants. He wants to be your God. The one that you could have had, he said, I want to be that one right there with you right now. He can right here today. Amen. Would you help me come up to the front? Would you come up and pray? And if you're here today and you have not found that God, I want to tell you, his word is so clear and so easy. As Simon said on that day of Pentecost, they said, what must we do? He said, repent. Repent, that means just ask God to forgive you. And in your heart, turn away from sin. See, we can't repent and then say, well, there's these things I like. I'm going to hold on to this and that and that. No, no, no. Repentance means, God, I'm turning away from sin and I'm putting my hope in you. I don't want the dead-end life. I don't want the life of no meaning, no purpose. But repent, Peter said, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Church, I don't want to build a wall between anybody and the Holy Ghost. There's no wall. You know there's not when you know there's children as young as 4 we've seen get the Holy Ghost. And there's no age limit. Brother Harper, how old was your mother when she got the Holy Ghost in that nursing home? 82. We had to lean down. You could just hear her talking in tongues in a whisper. 82. 82. Brother Click, how old was your mother when she died?
99 years, 7 months.
Approximately. How long had she served God? 87 years, got the Holy Ghost at 82. 87 years, got it at 82. Both of them saved.
Amen.
Both of them saved. But we all would rather go with Click's mom and live for God 80-something years. Because think of all those years of blessings. Glory. Folks, I'm only 58, I think. It changes like almost every year. And at this age, there's nothing like this. There is nothing compared to living for God in the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm not bound by any sin. I'm not guilt-ridden by anything I've done. It's under the blood. He washed me clean and filled me with His Spirit. Can you give Him praise? Lord God, I thank You for Your blessings. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I'd like us to pray right now. If there's somebody near you, you can reach over and pray with them. But let's ask God. If you need the Lord, I want you to repent with me right now and ask God to forgive you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, forgive me, God, for the sin of my life and help me to turn myself around right now. Lord, help me today, God, that I can face You full on and I can make a decision to serve You in the power of Your Spirit, Lord. Help us right now. Forgive me. And in your heart, you just got to make up your mind. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm repenting. I'm serving God. And now, if you need the Holy Ghost, you just raise your hands and you praise Him and say, I love You, Jesus. Lord, I want to thank You for filling me with the Holy Ghost. And that right there is all you need to do. And if your heart's right with God, He'll fill you today with the Holy Ghost. Right now, He'll fill you with the Holy Ghost. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord, pour the Holy Ghost out in this house. Lord, I believe right now you've got a way. And right now you've got the power. And right now there is something in this house. Lord, somebody's heart is being stirred right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let your will be done. Dear God, let your will be done. Let's praise him for just a minute, church. Amen. I know we got a picnic, but God's got a table spread. He's got a table spread. Hallelujah, Lord. Let your power fall. Lord, let your mercy be felt. In the name of Jesus. 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 Bless us today, God. Thank you, Lord, for filling me when I was 8 years old. Thank you, God, for reaching down and picking me up many times after that. Oh, yes, you did. Thank you for your patience with me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing this song. Worship him.
I'll say yes,
Lord, yes, to your will and to your way.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you anyway.
Oh,
when your spirit speaks to me with my hope.